Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold-cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Happily Ever After, the show that revisits the fairy tales that we fell in love with once upon a time. I'm Tasha Fusil, and tonight I'm excited because we are going to be doing a bit of storytelling with none other than Ninot Aziz.
Hi, I'm Ninot Aziz. I have been writing Hikayat stories for a very long time, and I believe now it is my passion to make sure that as many stories go out to Malaysians and the world beyond.
So Ninot has kindly brought us two stories from our incredibly rich collection of local folk tales. The first story that we're going to be reading tonight, you might be familiar with, especially if you come from Kelantan. It is the story of Cik Siti Wan Kembang, who was a legendary warrior princess who ruled her kingdom in Kelantan during the 17th century for over 60 years. It's awesome. Cik Siti Wan Kembang is pretty badass. I hope you enjoy.
Cik Siti Wan Kembang, gemilang, bestari, rupawan, ditatang, dibelai, disayang, putri sulung sultan, duduk di negeri tanah serendas kebun bunga. The only daughter of Sultan Ahmad and Sultanah Cebanun, Cik Wan Kembang was the light and life of the palace. Very often, she could be found in the forbidden garden, playing with the golden kijang her father gave her as a present. Even at a very young age, the princess was already a brilliant young girl, wise far beyond her years. She could read all the old manuscripts which described her ancestors, legends, the cities they built, the seas they traversed, the people they ruled. She was even beginning to learn the silat from her father's strong warriors. She was fearless, beautiful, and intelligent. One day, she had just returned from a visit to her cousins in Patani, a month-long journey of exciting discovery, when they found the palace to be quiet and gloomy. The restrained echoes of ladies crying could be heard in the massive palace. Cik Wan knew then her father was no longer with her. It was learned later that the Sultan was struck by a strange disease and within 7 days he died. Sultanah Cik Banun had called for the best medicine men from Tanah Serendas Kebun Bunga to Indrapura and from Majapahit all around the region, but to no avail. They could not arrive in time to save the king. And though she was wise beyond her years, Cik Wan was still too young to be queen, so her mother decided that her own cousin, Tengku Hussein of Johor, would oversee the kingdom until the princess was old enough to rule. Meanwhile, there was the threat from the north, and the king of Siam might ask for Cik Wan's hand in marriage. And so it was decided that Cik Wan had to go away. There was a massive gathering of the people to see the princess off to foreign lands to study and prepare herself for her role as ruler. Closest kingdoms to Tanah Serendas Kebun Bunga, Patani, Champa, Aceh were chosen. Cik Wan grew up into a beautiful young princess and formidable indeed. She was a true learned scholar and became an excellent horseman. After 2 decades of travelling, Cik Siti returned, ready to rule Tanah Serendah Sekebun Bunga. She had her royal palace built in Gunung Cinta Wangsa. She then invited all the best men and women to her fair kingdom. Trade prospered. Master craftsmen, carpenters and boat builders came to offer her their services. Arab traders, ulamas and many others flocked her golden city. The queen encouraged beautiful dancers like the Mayong and pastime like the Wow, Wayang Kulit and competitions for tops and other crafts. Silversmiths and goldsmiths in particular worked very hard at becoming the best at their trade. The women folk of Tanah Serendah Sekebun Bunga loved gold, and they were the most enterprising of all. The market was their territory, selling food, beautiful textile, and of course gold. Before long, Cik Siti Wan Kembang gained fame as a great ruler of the East, and soon many came to ask for the hand of the famed queen. She rejected them all. All her life, Cik Siti Wan Kembang was only concerned about the welfare of her people and that Tanah Serendah Sekebun Bunga would survive all the warring that surrounded them to stay free. Therefore, marriage was never her intention. But she had to prepare for a succession plan. The queen continued to visit neighbouring states, and one day she arrived in Jembal. The king and queen of Jembal had a young princess, a beautiful toddler by the name of Tengku Mariam. Right from the moment Cik Siti set her eyes on the clever and pretty little princess, she felt all maternal instincts clamouring within her, and by the end of her visit, she told the Jembal king of her intentions to adopt the little princess. Cik Siti Wan Kembang made clear that she would like her adopted child to be her heir to take over her vast kingdom. In the end, the king and queen of Jembal agreed to the request, and Cik Siti Wan Kembang called the little princess Putri Sardong from that day onwards. Soon after, the day came when the queen was satisfied that her country would be safe. Cik Siti Wan Kembang then travelled to Gunung Ayam to live the rest of her life full of piety and to seek knowledge. And perhaps she is still there looking over her beloved kingdom.
That was the story of Cik Siti Wan Kembang as told by Ninot Aziz. The storytelling continues when we come back. It's Happily Ever After on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it. All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
Brainy, fancy material. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to the Evening Edition. I'm Tasha, and I have poet and author Ninot Aziz with me tonight. She's been reading us some beautiful local folk tales. What we just heard was the story of Cik Siti Wan Kembang, who was one of, if not the most, prominent female warrior from our history. Now, the next tale is sort of a continuation because it's all about Cik Siti Wan Kembang's adopted daughter, Putri Sat Dong, who was mentioned just a little bit at the end of the previous story. Putri Sat Dong was every bit as strong and formidable as her mother, but what I particularly enjoy about this story is that it's just so juicy. It's got love, betrayal, drama, magic, all of it is there. So here's Nino Aziz with Putri Sat Dong.
Putri Sat Dong, the youngest daughter of the King of Jembal, was introduced to the Queen of Negeri Serendas Kebun Bunga, Cik Siti Wan Kembang, during one of her visits to Jembal. Cik Siti was taken up by the child's delightful manner, and the rest, they say, is history. Putri Sat Dong grew up to be a beauty beyond compare. The princess was tutored in the arts of healing, warfare, and governance. For Cik Siti Wan Kembang wanted to prepare her to be a ruler, a strong ruler. When Putri Sat Dong was of age, she married her cousin, Raja Abdullah of Jembal. And Cik Siti Wan Kembang decreed that they would rule together thereafter. Cik Siti left the kingdom to meditate in Gunung Ayam. Almost immediately after, trouble slowly headed their way from the northern horizon. The King of Siam had long heard of Putri Sat Dong's exquisite beauty, and day by day he became more and more obsessed with the princess. Even when he heard that she had married Raja Abdullah, he was determined to have her for himself. So he called upon his royal tactician and astrologer, Tok Cha, and commanded, "We have this yearning to marry Putri Sat Dong of Serendas Kebun Bunga. If this does not happen soon, our country will weaken. We think it is best that Tok Cha and our army arrange to bring back Putri Sat Dong, as this will be the best solution of all." Tok Cha arranged to leave for Serendas Kebun Bunga immediately. A large army travelled day and night until it reached the very gates of Kota Jelasin. The Siamese army infiltrated the city walls, and it was a matter of time before the fortress would fall. Putri Sat Dong invoked her magical powers and cried out, "If I am truly a royal princess, descendant of the true rulers, of white blood, of one true spine, let this city, this palace, and all its inhabitants disappear into the furthest and darkest forest at once." When the princess looked out of her window, she witnessed the darkest forest filled with balian, merbau and cengal trees all around her. So she built a new fort and named their city Mahligai. And this all happened in one night. In the morning, the Siamese army looked about in disbelief and wondered, as the whole Kota Jelasin had disappeared from sight. The army generals went to Tok Cha for advice. Tok Cha simply smiled, as he was a wonderful, powerful seer. After 3 days, he directed his army into the forest and did not stop their march forward until they reached Mahligai. Both Raja Abdullah and Putri Sa'adung now knew that they were facing a truly formidable opponent. Raja Abdullah went to see Tok Chau to talk terms, to find out what the King of Siam wanted with their kingdom. Tok Chau calmly welcomed the king and said, "Raja Abdullah, my king has no desire for your kingdom, as it is too far south from his forbidden city. He desires Putri Sa'adung as his wife, and I cannot return until I have Her Majesty, even if I have to raise Negeri Serendas Kebun Bunga to the ground and kill all who stand in our way. Such are the terms and decree of our Lord and Master, the King of Siam." Raja Abdullah kept silent and asked Tok Chau for 7 days to give him his reply.
What will Raja Abdullah and Putri Sa'adung do? Let's wait and see. It's Happily Ever After on BFM 89.9.
Best flipping moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're back on the evening edition. I'm Tasha, and this is the second half of our reading of Putri Sa'adung. Now, just to recap, the Siamese king's sorcerer, Tok Chau, has just given Raja Abdullah an ultimatum. Give up Putri Sa'adung or watch your kingdom burn to the ground. Tok Chau gave Raja Abdullah 7 days to decide what to do, and this is where we come back in.
Upon returning to his palace in Mahligai, Raja Abdullah did not sleep or speak to anyone, not even his beloved queen. After 6 days, he told Putri Sa'adung what Tok Chau had said to him. When Putri Sa'adung kept silent, Raja Abdullah said, "My queen and beloved of my heart, I think for the sake of our people, you will have to go to Siam. Hopefully, there will be a way for us to be together again." Putri Sa'adung felt as if a knife had seared her very soul when she heard her husband's words. Nevertheless, she made preparations to follow the hateful Tok Chau, who made it his personal quest to protect Putri Sa'adung during the journey. As they neared the capital of Siam, a large congregation of the Siamese people followed the army, as the whole kingdom was eager to see the queen from the south. When the King of Siam saw Putri Sa'adung for the first time, he could not restrain himself and rushed to hold the princess in his arms. But she was ready with a potion of jampi serapa and betel juice, which she spat at him the moment he came near. The king immediately fell into a trance, and he slept for 3 whole days. By the time he woke up, he had a terrible skin disease covering his entire body. The king could not move without crying out in pain, and immediately called for Tok Chau. Tok Chau read his astrological charts and inspected the king's rashes and boils. Then he told the king his skin disease could only be cured by removing Putri Sa'adung from his palace and to return her to her kingdom. The King of Siam did not think twice. he immediately ordered that the queen be returned safely, for he feared other repercussions. Putri Sat Dung set out to leave the Siamese capital. After many months, Putri Sat Dung reached the outskirts of Maligai. When she found out that Raja Abdullah had married another wife and was living in the palace with his new wife, Putri Sat Dung, in anger, asked the king to move his new wife to another palace. Raja Abdullah refused to do so. A terrible quarrel followed, which led to Raja Abdullah losing his temper, reaching for his sword and beheading Putri Sat Dung, who slid to the ground as if asleep. Her handmaidens, though terror-stricken, carefully placed Putri Sat Dung in her royal chambers and quietly discussed what they should do. Her most loyal Mak Inang remembered that Cik Siti Wan Kembang had instructed Putri Sat Dung once, if she were to die an unnatural death, she was to be kept in state for 3 days and then sprinkled with the rose water from a little phial hidden in her hair. Mak Inang waited for 3 days and looked for the rose water. And she indeed found the little bottle. She sprinkled its contents all over the princess. After a while, the princess suddenly sneezed, twitched her left foot, and then woke up. Mak Inang and Putri Sat Dung hugged each other and cried tears of great sorrow at Raja Abdullah's cruelty and betrayal. Putri Sat Dung then went to the royal court. Raja Abdullah was shocked to see her. She said, "Shame is a debt which demands payment, a life for a life, for I am only a lowly wife of no use to anybody." Raja Abdullah, filled with terror, got up to flee just as Putri Sat Dung cried out, "Why do you run away and recoil? Am I not a mere woman? Make your stand and accept your fate." Raja Abdullah stood frozen to the spot. Putri Sat Dung swiftly took the mighty sword from him, and with a single strike, Raja Abdullah fell to the ground dead. In utter anguish, Putri Sat Dung left the kingdom and went to Bukit Marak. After some time, her people followed her, and among them was Raja Ibrahim, the younger brother of Raja Abdullah, a prince of Jambal. Putri Sat Dung decided then that Raja Ibrahim should rule the kingdom so that she would be left in peace. However, Raja Ibrahim turned out to be a cruel ruler, and again, her people sought her out to bring an end to his cruelty. Putri Sat Dung then cried out, "Let them be dethroned, let them be ruined, all those who rule in vain." And in that instance, she disappeared into thin air, never to be seen again.
That was the mystical and tragic story of Putri Sat Dung of Kelantan, also the daughter of Cik Siti Wan Kembang. My huge thanks goes to Ninot Aziz, who gave such a lovely reading and also took the time to shorten these stories down to make them a little bit more radio-friendly. The original tales are, of course, a lot more elaborate. And, in fact, Ninot has got a book coming out about Cik Siti Wan Kembang. It's called City, Queen of the Eastern Skies. It's a gorgeous book with a beautiful cover. I urge you to get a copy. You can find City, Queen of the Eastern Skies at MPH bookstores. I'm Tasha. Thanks so much for listening. It's the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it. All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.